Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Hey folks, how are you today? It is Wednesday, August 16th, 2023. A lot of stuff to get into. Special guest at the on the flip side, segment two of this show. I want to welcome all of the new listeners. Thank you so much. Please, I'm asking every listener, every viewer of this program to spread the word about this program. We're growing, and we're pretty much all worldwide, and we are trying to bring some sanity, some sense, some understanding, some really critical information, distill it down into digestible size, intellectually digestible size morsels that so you're informed. My wife made a comment to me that she watched the mainstream news because I asked her to do this a couple of days, and tell me what she learned from the mainstream news. Look, her and I work together, okay? So it wasn't an out of the ordinary request, and she took notes. I asked her to take notes. She took notes, and so I took notes of the information that I was following, and then she presented the information she was following. And to tell you what a stark difference there is, I don't think I need to tell you that, except the fact is the mainstream media, the legacy media is irrelevant, but worse, they're liars. They're absolute liars. So, folks, let me ask you three favors. And don't turn the dial. Don't stop listening, because these are important favors. Based on our findings and also, based on the interview with Liz Harris, which was a 90-minute interview, and I want to thank Eric the Tech, who's feeling kind of punky today, so I'm not gonna really press him hard. We will be putting out some aggregated news on HagmanPI.com, the things that you got to look at like right away, okay, or you should look at. So please do me a favor. Bookmark HagmanPI, and also on your social media feeds if you have them. Spread the word about this show and also the website HagmanPI. And from HagmanPI, you can get to the shows, you can get to the audio, the video, whatever you want. I mean, it's right there. To the person who really helped Afia, you know, if you're watching this, you know who you are. My heart goes out to you. To the person who sent me two items, there were two items, the same one of two items. You did not leave you left a return address, but you didn't leave one that's very specific. Okay, so I'm going to thank you from the bottom of my heart there for those. And I want to thank everyone who writes and who emails, because I do, contrary, if you think like I'm ghosting you, I'm not. It's just that, man, I'll tell you what a busy, just how busy things are. So favor number one, spread the word about HagmanPI. Watch that website, because on that website, I'm going to be hitting a few things on this today. That's where the real important information is. And of course, you've got your usual favorites. So please keep spreading the word, bookmark it, and check it often. Secondly, please subscribe to us on Rumble and or Brighteon. And please feel free to leave a comment. Now, there is something going on with comments from people taking my identity, and it's really easy to spot. They misspell words. They throw an extra E in report, or T in report, or R in report, whatever. It's not me. It's not me. I would never solicit anything in a comment section on Rumble. But don't be afraid of it. Okay, just understand that it's actually, yeah, I pretty much know what's going on. I'm not going to explain it, but I know what's going on, and I know it's foreign interference. And I was able to, don't worry about it. Okay, so the third thing, is please prepare. Please prepare and please know. Look, I don't just like from some of the guests that we have on, when we talk about biblical things, there's only one thing I really care about. The Bible, I have a saying, God said it, I believe it, that's it, period. Okay? So if it's in the Bible, great. In terms of things like rapture and stuff like that, look, to me, you can believe whatever you want to believe. If you have if you think you got the whole thing figured out, God bless you. Okay. That's just in response to a couple of things. Okay. Personally, it doesn't matter what I believe. Okay. It really doesn't. It doesn't matter what I believe. It's what God writes as written. And that's it. Okay. Now, getting into the meat of the program. Yesterday, last night, I had the pleasure, distinct honor, to be on WCN-TV. Folks, if you go to HagmanPI.com and take a look, we had a really, really fast-paced hour. And I cannot thank Wisconsin Christian News TV enough for what they are doing. And the title of yesterday's program, last night's program, which I urge everyone to watch and listen, because I do spill the beans about some, I do connect some dots with respect to the 501c3 NGOs, Catholic Charities, MVM, that's MV like Victor M, whose founder is ex-CIA, SLS, Southwest Key Programs, all of these NGOs. I name names during this broadcast. Because we have, how can I put this, assets down around the southern border, two informational assets that provide us with information. I was waiting on a video that I did not get in time for that. But I do have a video, and this is about the Chinese. Now, this is not new. We've talked about it. You and I have talked about this. But, folks, I want you to pay attention to this, because there's some understating here going on. Which is okay, because it's better, I suppose, to understate something than to embellish and overstate the problem. So I'm going to start out with this video real quick. It's I think it's about 2 minutes. I'm not entirely sure, but it's about the military men of Chinese age coming across the southern border. I do address this last night in the WCN interview. However, it needs to be stated again, and this is probably a week old, roughly. If you've seen this clip, great. If I've played it before, I don't recall. I didn't go through the show prep from previous programs. Well, you know what? It's important to play again. So please watch this and listen to what is being said. And then I'm going to give you some additional numbers after that. Here it is.
Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin just wrapped up their 3-day meeting about confronting and taking on the United States. The duo both love exploiting our freedoms and sensibilities. Which brings us to America's southern border and a sudden spike in Chinese nationals coming across the Rio Grande illegally and then being released into our country. So far this year, the Border Patrol caught more than 4,300 illegal immigrants coming across the Rio Grande who started their journey in China. That's a nearly 1,000% increase from last year. And as always, the numbers we're showing you here are the people who get caught. The number of gotaways, people who escape into the United States, keeps setting records too. Just by statistics, a number of them are going to be Chinese as well. News Nation's Jorge Ventura on the border with exactly who these Chinese are. And I'm sure, Jorge, all of them say they're refugees who are just seeking a better life for their families. And of course, they are not spies for Xi Jinping.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing right now, Leland. 91% of these Chinese nationals that are being apprehended are single adults. It's a really fascinating turn of events here, Leland. We've never really seen a spike of Chinese nationals being apprehended like this. So here where I am right now is the Rio Grande Valley in South Texas. It's now the leading sector for those Chinese national apprehensions. They actually had a one day in this month where they actually apprehended 90 Chinese nationals in a single day. And this is causing a new challenge for Border Patrol and Texas DPS when it comes to the language barriers. It is extending some of those processing times. Hear what Lieutenant Alvarez with Texas DPS had to say about this issue.
Border Patrol has been dealing with this. They're dealing with the uptick in Chinese nationals, especially in the Rio Grande Valley sector, which it's unusual. Before, we would never see this many Chinese nationals coming across this area here. But, of course, it's a very lucrative business for the smuggling organizations, especially dealing with Chinese nationals, where they're having to pay anywhere from $35,000 and up just to cross into the U.S.
And Leland, the reason why this is pretty significant is for the cartels, there's a huge incentive to actually protect the Chinese nationals that are being smuggled into the U.S. They're paying upwards to $35,000 to be smuggled into the U.S. So they're paying double, triple of what a migrant from Central America or South America is paying. What's also unique about this as well, Leland, is that a lot of these Chinese nationals are actually flying to Ecuador. Ecuador, because it's one of the few countries that doesn't require a travel visa for those Chinese nationals. From the Chinese nationals that we interviewed, what they're doing is they're flying into Ecuador. From Ecuador, they're actually making their way to Neocoli, Colombia. From there, smugglers will organize their transport on boats and get them to the Darien Gap in Panama.
Thanks for watching. Go to okay. News Nation Now.
Thank you for that. Okay, here is the story behind that. They note that there were this year 4,366 Chinese nationals that were caught. Our numbers are 2 and 3 times that were caught, but could not be processed because why? Lack of Mandarin, the lack of translators. This is up from 937% from last year. What's going on with this? And this is extremely important. They are releasing these people, these Chinese men of military age, into the heartland of the U.S. Unchecked, unmolested, unfettered. And a lot of these Chinese nationals are going to various institutions, academia, as well as points of infrastructure within our United States. If you remember Red Dawn, I talk about this a lot. Red Dawn, the original one, and when the downed pilot explained how the U.S. was attacked from within through these terrorists coming across the U.S. I also have it on excellent authority, and I may have this person on here in the next week or so, that many of these Chinese nationals have direct connections to the Chinese Communist Party, the PLA, as well the military, the Chinese military, and they are here for ill intent, obviously. All right. Again, the story they give, of course, we're going to bring the family over, it costs too much, but this is being underwritten by the Communist Chinese Party. The numbers you saw there, this is all being underwritten by the Communist Chinese Party. But when you take a step back and take a look at what's happening at the border, this is weaponized migration for the takedown of the United States from within. Right now, we are at well over 10,000 encounters per day. Greg Abbott is part of the problem. If you think Greg Abbott is on your side, you're mistaken. He is a WEF sector chair. And by the way, the Darien Gap, people say, well, you know what? You really can't shut down this illegals. You would need a wall that's a million, it's just a 100 feet tall, right? Call concrete in order to really stop. No. Because remember that year during COVID, that pandemic, remember that? Guess what? The encounters at the U.S. southern border slowed down to a trickle, and that was under President Donald Trump. Okay. A lot of information, but if you want more and very, very specific information about this, please go to HagmanPI.com and watch the entire segment from last night, WCN TV. I'm telling you, it's going to be worth your time. I promise you on that. And leave a comment, too, as well. Let's blow their servers up. I love them. It's a great place. All right. And by the way, take note of this, because this is something that when I did a deep dive into this, it just blew my mind. Illegal aliens have murdered, have killed, have engaged in manslaughter. Between 2010 and 2015, which are the last available numbers, and this is by way of the General Accounting Office as opposed to any kind of law enforcement tracking, some 33,000 Americans. Let me state this again. 33,000 American citizens have been murdered, killed by way of manslaughter or whatever for a five-year period from 2010 through 2015. Actually, it would be a six-year period given the inclusion of the years. But having said that, you're looking at a number, just a tremendous, and I go over this last night, so I'm not going to go over it again, but you're looking at just a number of incredibly insane crimes associated with that. All right. I want to get to the indictments because real quick, just again, very, very quickly, Roger Stone. Folks, look, I read your comments. I read your emails. Okay. I do know Roger Stone. I know his background. Probably 5 years ago, 10 years ago, I wouldn't hang out with the guy. Okay. The man has changed. He has undergone, I'm telling you right now, a personal, very spiritual, and I mean this sincerely, change, where I really like the guy. I like the Roger Stone 2.0. Not so much back in the 70s, in the 80s, and especially in the 90s, okay? But I really like this man. Here's what he's got to say about the Trump indictments. Watch this.
Look, Alex, this whole thing is completely out of control. If they could lock the president up for 100 years,
yeah, it's got to
be. Believe me, they would do so. But their more immediate goal is to stymie his campaign for president. Completely counterintuitive. With every one of these attacks, the president has gotten stronger and he's raked in more in small and medium sized campaign contributions. Meanwhile, in the latest national polls, Governor Ron DeSantis has actually slipped behind Chris Christie, both of them in single digits, and with Donald Trump with a 40-point lead. So you're getting increasing hysteria. Their goal is to derail his presidential campaign because an awakened Donald Trump, who now completely understands the game plan of the globalists and those who would move us to the New World Order, is their worst nightmare, and they know it. The president has announced that he will have a public remarks from Bedminster later today. This is a very, very dangerous situation. The judge in the District of Columbia, evocative of my own trial, has made it very clear that if the president defends himself in public pertaining to the indictment in D.C., she's prepared to do anything necessary, okay, including, I think, by implication,
banning it from search engines.
That right there is a very important statement because you saw what happened with Alex Jones. You're guilty, but you can't talk about any kind of defense or any kind of exculpatory evidence you cannot present. The same thing with Roger Stone. The same thing with essentially most of the January 6th defendants, those who were charged. Then, of course, you have a second layer, a second wave coming in which we find ourselves, where even people not at the Capitol will be charged or targeted for supporting this insurrection, which was a Fed insurrection organized by Nancy Pelosi and the people in her orbit, along with along with some of the Republicans as well. You cannot trust anybody in Washington, save for maybe two or three. But beyond that, and even then, I would be looking kind of cross-eyed at those people. All right. Something that was sent to me earlier today, this bears extreme scrutiny. This is about climate change. I want to bring this to your attention, but I also want to make sure that we don't overreact to this. You recall that video, and I'm not going to play it, where Biden was asked by a reporter whether he was going to declare a climate change or a climate emergency, okay, based on empirical evidence by so-called scientists, so-called empirical evidence by scientists. Okay. You remember that. He says, virtually, I already did that. Well, guess what? This is not what he was talking about. All right. Now, this is from a Slay. All right. Biden closer to declaring climate emergency to ration gas, electricity, and meat. By the way, I went yesterday, just very quickly. I went yesterday to, my wife and I ordered out, so we had a couple of subs from a pizza shop, local pizza shop. And regular subs, you know, no big deal, right? But one was a Philly cheesesteak, and the other was pretty much the same. So I'll just say two Philly cheesesteaks. Do you have, Eric the Tech, I'll just ask you real quick, and I won't bother you anymore on this. Do you know how much the bill was for two regular sub sandwiches from a pizza shop? You want to guess?
I'd say $20.
$26. This is kind of funny because I stood at the counter. I said, no, I just wanted two. And the girl, you know, probably high school, high school age, looked at me and she said, well, there's just two. I said, no, I just want two subs. And she said, we're giving you two subs. I said, I want the regular size. I don't want, like, you know, to feed the neighborhood. She said, no, they're regular size. And I was just blown away by the increase in prices, $26 for two sub sandwiches. Okay. Then this morning, early this morning, I get this notice, or I get a note from someone who said, hey, take a look at this. Biden close to declaring climate emergency to ration gas, electricity, and meat. What have they been doing? This all kind of fits together. What have they been doing now? Well, when you look at this particular article, this report in Slate, they write that Joe Biden is close to signing an executive order to declare a climate emergency, granting the leftist communist, this is my words now, resident is more appropriate, sweeping new powers to enforce lockdowns and other tyrannical measures in order to save the planet from global warming. Now, this is really extremely important because this is all they have left. Okay, they're trying to essentially kill President Donald Trump. They're trying to kill him. I'll get into that in a moment here, a little bit more in detail. But this is something that when I read this, okay, I want to dig a little deeper in this. The United Nations, of course, if you read this article, and you can go to HagmanPI.com and for today's show prep, this will be in there. If you read the article, it does talk about this net zero agenda, the United Nations preparing this authoritarian restrictions by way of their decree, and our subjugation to the UN, willful subjugation by this regime, and all of the deep state in power to the deeds of the UN. So as I dug deeper, I'm thinking, okay, where is this? Where is this coming from? Well, definitely from the UN. But what was the impetus for this article? So I found that this is Heritage Center. I believe it's the Heritage Center, it's not the Heritage Foundation. I began watching a video. Let me just make sure I'm right on this here. Okay, so I'm sorry, let me correct myself. The Heartland Institute. The Heartland Institute, again, the link to the video as well as the website, the Heartland Institute, will be in the program description box, Hagman PI, for today's episode. Go there. Watch that video. The part about the climate emergency starts about 26 minutes in. You'll see this. But they provide all of the evidence. They've done the investigation. They've done the research. And this begins about 26 minutes. It's a roundtable. There's like four individuals there talking about this. So here's the bottom line with this. Should the U.S. cede their authority, or a better way of stating this, should Biden declare an executive order climate emergency? That does give him the pseudo-legal ability for him to ration gas, ration meat, just like John Kerry, Bill Gates, and the other people are talking about. This, you know, 5 years ago, you got to be kidding me, right? No, this is the way it is. Now, that video that I'm pointing you to, please take time to watch it, because they do point out a lot of interesting facts about the climate as well as the United Nations tactics. So that's important, okay? Meanwhile, okay, so you've got that. If we go back to HagmanPI.com, there are two specific articles that I really believe you need to really understand. The Trump indictment's all in one place. For you to see exactly what they're doing to President Trump, if you go to HagmanPI.com and click on the all the Trump indictments in one place. This is Breitbart, written by Joel Pollack. Okay. In fact, I'm going to go there right now and leave that on the screen. Let me just go there right now, because this is to the article itself. Okay. Again, this is what the, well, how can I put this? This is what the political opposition of tyrannical countries do to their enemies. Okay, so let me pull this up, and then I can talk authoritatively, because this is absolutely incredible when you look at what they've done. Number one. New York, Stormy Daniels. This is a state indictment, April 4th, 2023. 34 counts of falsifying business records in the first degree in violation of New York State Penal Law 175.10. That's section 175.10. The penalty is a maximum of 4 years in state prison, and each of the 34 counts, 136 years total, if enforced consecutively. And you damn well know that they're going to do exactly that. And if you think, he can't be found guilty, look what they did to Alex Jones. Look what they've done to everyone else. And you're thinking that this is going to change, or this is part of some plan for discovery? Oh, what a bunch of hooey that is. So that's number one. Number two, Miami, federal indictment filed June 8th, 2023, a superseding indictment July 27th, 2023. 37 counts against President Trump in the original indictment, plus three additional counts against Trump in the superseding one. He was charged alongside Waltine Nata, the valet for President Trump, in the original indictment, with Carlos de Oliveira in the superseding one. Now, the original charges, I'm not going to read them all, but because really they're just a bunch of crap. I mean, it's a hollow indictment. You know, I've seen indictments when I worked as an investigator, and you could tell, okay, There's certain things like overcharging a person, and then there are then there's this. This is not only an overcharge, but this is making up or stretching the statutes, state statutes, to bury President Trump. Okay, for example, conspiracy to conceal. That's an inchoate crime, meaning that can't stand alone. There's got to be some underlying crime with it. So they're stacking these indictments. They're stacking the charges within the indictments, stated more appropriately. Then the penalty there from Florida alone, if convicted on all 40 counts or charges in the superseding indictment, President Trump faces a maximum of 450 years in federal prison if convicted. The trial date is scheduled, obviously, for May 20th, 2024, after all but seven Republican primaries, 8 weeks before the Republican National Convention. You don't think this is political? No, this is all political. And then the mother, the granddaddy This is a granddaddy. Washington, D.C., January 6th, federal indictment, August 1st, 2023. You have four counts included in there, a maximum of 55 years in federal prison or possibly the death penalty. Okay? Again, they're trying to kill this man. And number four, Fulton County, Georgia, that was August 14th. Remember, this was leaked, which means, and I'm going to tell you flat out, when the grand jury indictment was leaked before it was voted upon. What does that tell you? It was a done deal. Remember that song, The Devil Went Down to Georgia? Okay, that epitomizes this particular case. The 13, and by the way, there were 18 other co-defendants from Sidney Powell to Rudy Giuliani, Jenna Ellis, okay? The penalty is a maximum of 76 and a half years in state prison if convicted on each of the charges, if enforced consecutively. We don't know when the trial date is as of today. And this is compliments of the work of Joel Pollack, senior editor-at-large of Breitbart News. So here's what I'm telling you. You can't go home again. We're not going home again. Eric the Tech, we okay with things or what? Okay. Okay. All right, fine. A little talk amongst ourselves here. That's okay. So the reason I put this up here, and folks, bookmark this. This is not my intellectual work product. This is just a link to the Breitbart article. And Joel Pollack put all of the indictments in one place. You might want to copy and paste and save this for reference because you're going to see, in my view, some things happen because of these indictments. All right. Very, very important. All right. We're going to switch gears. With me right now is Clay Clark. He doesn't need an introduction. Time to freeamerica.com. That's all I'm going to say about him. Clay, how are you, sir?
Brother, I'm fired up to head out to Las Vegas, Nevada for this Reawaken America tour. And I love what you just said moments ago. You said we'll never go back. We're not returning home to, or I think you were alluding to, it's not going to be the normal again.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not going to go back America as we once saw it. And for me, I think you saw it too, and a lot of your listeners, the moment that I heard the discussion of a potential lockdown. But I'm not talking about the actual lockdown. I'm saying the moment that I heard of a potential lockdown, moment I heard that, I told my wife, we're going to have to do something. And so what I did, because I knew Hagman before the lockdowns, I knew that the models that said 2.2 million people would die from COVID were false. I knew those PCR, the polymerase chain reaction tests, could be falsely misused to inflate the number of cases because the founder of the tests, Kerry Mullis, had said so. Because I knew the models were false because the guy who makes the models, Neil Ferguson, is always wrong with his models and he's funded by Bill Gates. And I knew that the system and method for testing for COVID-19 was patented in 2015, folks. Look it up. System and method for testing for COVID-19 was patented in 2015. System and method for testing for COVID-19. And you say, well, where's all this going to end? Well, I encourage everyone to look up the following three things today. MIT has developed what's called the CBDCs. What? Yeah, MIT has developed the central bank digital currencies. Type into your computer right now, folks. MIT CBDCs. You can see it. MIT also developed what's called the quantum dot. That stores your medical and financial records under your skin. Sounds a lot like the Mark of the Beast to me, Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18. And by the way, the name of the new technology that powers the central bank digital currencies that no one's talking about is called Quant.Network. And the founder of that company, Gilbert Verdean, says Quant.Network will usher in a non binary monetary system, a programmable central bank digital currency, money that can expire, money that can be programmed. You can use it for this. You can't use it for this. Really not even money. It's the tokenization. It's the weaponization of the monetary system. And so when I knew all of that, what I decided to do was, I'm going to have to sue the mayor of Tulsa. I told my wife, I'm going to sue the mayor of Tulsa. I'm going to turn my building into a church, and I'm not going to stop trying to stop this great reset, because I knew that communism be implemented. And then guess what happened next? They rolled out this idea of this paycheck protection program that you get paid by the government to somehow sit home and do nothing. That's called communism. And so your assessment that we're never going to go back to how it was, I agree. Either it's going to be significantly better than it was during the Trump administration, or it's going to be significantly worse. And I believe it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Man, I agree with you 100%. Look, I don't know what's going to happen, but something is going to happen. Clay, can people? Do you think people? Do you think enough? We have enough people to stand up and say, no, no, no. You're not going to lock us down, whether it be for some fake disease, if you will, or pandemic, or a climate lockdown. Are there enough people to stand up and say, "F you"?
Okay. No.
Why not?
Because well, I'm ready. These are my data points, and I'm not saying that I'm the judge and jury on this. I'm just telling you, these are my data points. I have five kids, and my five kids have parents. My wife and I. Well, their friends have parents, right? And so my kids have their friends over, and their parents will drop the kid off. And I think Hagman. I mean, I'm in Oklahoma. I don't know that any of the parents know what's going on.
Man, that's I started out the program talking about that. My wife and I asked my wife to watch the news for a period of time, take notes, and then tell me what they're saying, and we'd compare notes. And she said, "Man, if I relied simply on the legacy media, the cable news networks, I wouldn't know anything." So you're right.
Well, I'll just tell you this, too. A person, I won't mention their name, but this is somebody, Hagman, that I would think knows what's going on because they're friends with my kids, and my kids refuse to wear a mask at school, and my kids, they refuse to wear a mask. We wouldn't take the shots, the whole thing. And this family, this mom, she takes her kid to the Barbie movie. The anti-men, anti-human, woke culture Barbie movie. And she's doing photos where she's dressed up like a lascivious Barbie and her kids are dressed up like a lascivious Barbie and they're going out to do the Barbie thing. And I'm thinking, what is going on? Then I see a lot. This is in Tulsa, Oklahoma. These are people that I know. The moment that the Ukraine, debacle began, right away, I'm starting to see these posts. People are posting things like, I stand with Ukraine to the end. It's like, thank you, Biden, for having the courage. And I'm going, what? You see that, when the Titanic, remember the Titanic? There was this submarine that was trying to explore the Titanic wreckage.
The implosion, yes.
I saw people in my life that lost at least a week of sleep over that. They were like, I don't know what happened. Why would it implode? What's going on? Uh-huh. Is the submarine technology where it needs to be? Is the submarine technology? Should there be more regulation? How can we possibly let this happen to the submarine?
Yeah.
And now we got Maui.
Yeah.
Now we got Maui, and you got, just facts related to Maui. I don't know if people want facts. I know your listeners want facts.
I want a lot of facts. Give me some facts because I need to know.
Okay. So here are the facts. This is going to blow your mind, somebody. So Oprah Winfrey buys up 870 acres of land in Maui. For, by the way, Hagman, a great price, $6.6 million. That's like $7,500 an acre.
What?
In Maui. So she buys this land, and you say, when did she buy it? How do you know? How can you prove it? March 2nd, 2023, this was reported by Maui Now and other news organizations, okay? And then you'll notice there's a big push right now. They want to turn Maui into a smart city.
Yep.
The problem is the locals don't want to do it, because they're going, I don't want to do it. I don't want to. And, and the fires, and I know a lot of people, our prayers are with the real people that really did lose real property and lives in Hawaii. But thankfully, our prayers have been heard and none of the elites were burned. Like Jeff Bezos. He turns out he wasn't hurt at all. Oprah Winfrey, her land is just fine, folks. So the self-proclaimed elites, they are doing just fine. Now, this is something we need to put in our craniums right now. So this is audio I'm going to play here. This is from KHON News. Folks, if you want to look this up right now, go to YouTube. Look it up right now. Look it up on YouTube. Type in Chinese satellite lasers recorded over Hawaii. Do a search right now, folks, on YouTube. Chinese satellite lasers recorded over Hawaii. Look it up, folks. Chinese satellite lasers recorded over Hawaii. This is February 11th. Listen to this bizarre newscast.
Now to a very unusual sight captured on camera. Japanese and local astronomers say a Chinese satellite was recently seen beaming down green lasers over the islands. This video captured atop the Subaru telescope.
Okay, so you get the idea. So we've already seen a precedent for this. There's a thing called direct energy weapons that exist. Now, you've all know Harari. This is the top advisor for Klaus Schwab. You've all know Harari, who, by the way, is not speaking at the Reawaken America tour on August 25th and 26th in Las Vegas, Nevada. For some reason, we could not get Yuval Noah Harari to agree to speak at the Reawaken America tour, Las Vegas, Nevada, August 25th and 26th, or Klaus Schwab.
Wow. However, did they actually decline? They had the temerity to decline the invitation, or what, brother?
I've emailed them. I'm not kidding. I've emailed them and asked them if they want to come speak as an open invitation right now. If you're listening to today's show, please share this with Yuval Noah Harari and Klaus Schwab. Amen. But we're taking the Awaken America tour to Las Vegas, Nevada. And right now, housekeeping note, we have 37 tickets related or available, 37 tickets remaining for the Reawaken America tour, Las Vegas, Nevada. And check this out.
By the way, we're going to be live streaming that event. Hagman Report will be live streaming that event. So,
well, you know, in Las Vegas, I want you to know this. This is big. You could have they have the adult award shows in Las Vegas. That's fine. They have those. You can't host the Reawaken America tour because it's a reputational risk. But you can host these very dirty, lascivious, sexual conferences. That's fine. So we had my wife and I, we couldn't find a venue because all the venues that said they would host us bailed out. So I got a quote for the low, low price of $600,000. And the true story. So I'm building a free span, climate controlled, air conditioned, generator powered facility 7 miles north of the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. And that's the only way we can pull it off. This kind of thing happens all the time. I mean, that's why I lose so much money on these events. You can name your price, though. So anybody out there, you can pay whatever price you want to pay. And full disclosure, I'm $159,000 in the hole for this one so far, meaning that the revenue that's come in from ticket buyers is $159,000 less than the expenses so far, and the costs will continue to go up. So if anybody out there wants to buy a ticket to the Reawaken America tour, you can name your price. I want this to be affordable for you. I get what it's like to grow up poor. I understand. But this is Yuval Noah Harari explaining why the climate change is the final push that will be needed to implement the Great Reset. So listen to Yuval Noah Harari, folks. Here we go.
Many of the scenarios that I outlined before the pandemic, I didn't outline them as a prophecy, but just as a possibility. Maybe it will happen. It's not an extremely deadly virus. It's not the Black Death. And look what it's doing to the world. So now just try to think what will be the implications of a much bigger problem like climate change. Also, conceptually, it shows that, and here I completely agree with you, Rutger, that it shows you that you can change things on a massive scale. That, again, you can stop all flights. You can lock down entire countries. You can actually do that. And life goes on in some way. And this, I would say, may make us more open to radical ideas about how to deal also with climate change.
Now, Yuval Noah Harari, he's saying that, right? Now, Maui is trying to become the first major, massive, smart city, one of the first cities in America to be controlled by an AI. Okay, and they want to introduce the smart city, and the people who lived in Maui, they shockingly did not want to move, and so their houses burned down. Now, I'm not saying that somebody burned down their houses because they didn't want to move. I'm just saying they didn't want to move. They did not want to move, and their houses burned down.
But by the way, my heart goes out to them. I'm looking at somewhere, based on the information I have, well over 1,000 deaths. Okay,
mostly children, by the way, mostly children, because the children home from school that day.
And something you may or may not know about me: back in 1978, a generation ago, I graduated from the California Fire School. Okay, as part of my education in the emergency response community at that time. And I looked at the fire patterns. Look, I know fire can be unpredictable. However, there's a whole crap ton of stuff wrong with that fire. Go ahead, sir.
No, I think it's really important for people to understand this. I mean, I'm going to play this little clip here so people can hear this and understand this maybe a little bit more clear. This is footage from the Reese Report. This is an Alex Jones affiliate, the Reese Report. As we listen to this, it's real people really did burn And the real homes were lost. But these are people that that did not want to turn their home into a smart city. They didn't want to.
Survivors of the Maui fire say that they received no warning and that the flames appeared so quickly that escape was difficult. Everything was suddenly in flames, and many found refuge in the ocean for hours while homes burned to the ground and into the same powdery ash footprint we've seen in recent years. So far, it is estimated that nearly 1,000 people have. Locals are worried this includes hundreds of children who were home due to school being canceled that day. Several people are reporting that the government is not only doing little to help, but they are blocking local efforts to do so and are not allowing local donations through, and that they are blocking life-saving medicine because it isn't federally approved.
Denying people access to bring in supplies, just supplies for people to live.
The government withholding every single one of our donations because we are not a part of FEMA and Red Cross. So none of this is eligible for giving out. Tell me why. I have no freaking clue.
The people of Maui are on their own for now. And aside from the federal government's bureaucratic failure, they have good reason to be suspicious. Just like what we saw 5 years ago in Paradise, California, there was nothing normal about these fires. Within a day of burning, it was like a bomb went off.
When you see the full extent of the destruction of Atlanta, it will shock you. It does appear like a bomb and fire went off, if I may.
This is the governor of Hawaii speaking.
And all of those buildings virtually are going to have to be rebuilt. It will be a new Lahaina.
It'll be new. Wow. Okay. So again, these are people that said they did not want to adopt to a smart city. They didn't want to move out of their homes, these homes they lived in for generations. They didn't want to leave their beach properties. And so their houses burned down. I'm not saying that somebody burned down their houses. I'm just saying the people that did not want to leave their homes and move into a smart city, their homes burned down. And I'm saying we have the technology now. There is the technology. The technology does exist now to cause this sort of chaos, and it's called a direct energy weapon.
Yes.
You can look at it, just type in direct energy weapon, and you know many of the large military industrial complex companies openly have put out YouTube videos showing how they work. Imagine you take a magnifying glass and you shine it on a given area. You focus the sun's rays on a leaf. Eventually, you could make the leaf, you know, catch fire. So imagine that on a large scale.
I want to slide in the question here real quick. Do you believe that the Chinese balloons back in February and others, especially the ones you didn't hear about, the ones that did skate over Hawaii, Maui, and such, any connection there?
Well, I do know that China, you have Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, they're all teaming up together to introduce a new gold-backed reserve currency, right?
Right.
A new gold-backed reserve currency. It'll be based in Shanghai. So that's where our money will be controlled worldwide. It'll be out of Shanghai, which is China, at the New Development Bank. That's in Shanghai. I know that in China, they're fond of forced organ harvesting.
Oh, yeah.
They're a fan of re-education camps. They're fans of the social credit scores and silencing. And so it wouldn't shock me that if a communist nation that has openly stated they want to, introduce a new reserved currency that would make the dollar obsolete, a country that's now openly hostile towards the United States, a country that President Trump has described as an enemy or our biggest threat. I wouldn't be shocked at all if they were actually doing things nefariously to Hawaii.
I'll tell you what, fantastic information. Folks, go to timetofreeamerica.com, and tickets are available starting at $159,000. That's just what he Clay Clark is in the hole personally for right now. So, but here's the other thing, too. Donate generously, please. We got to keep these conferences going to educate the public and hopefully spur them into action. So I want to thank you and continue. We've got more time here, but I want to thank you for what you do because,
well,
man.
What I do in Hagman, I don't know how great it is or whatever. I'm very aggressive and I'm very organized. And I used to run one of America's largest entertainment companies. We do 4,000 events a year with my company I started called DJConnection.com. So, but what you're going to see if you come to the Reawaken America Tour is three great things. You're going to see people like Mike Adams, Donald J. Trump Jr., Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Kash Patel, General Flynn, Mike Lindell. I mean, people that would normally not be on the same stage. You know, Roseanne is going to be there in Las Vegas. Donald J. Trump Jr. We have, you know, Eric Trump, Laura Trump. These people that previously, you know, you would not ever see them on the same stage. They're on the stage. That right there is an accomplishment. The second is there's no filter. I get no teleprompter. There are no corporate sponsors. And I don't think people understand most conservative events that you've seen in the past, folks. They are sponsored by conservative sponsors who will say things like, before you get up and speak, make sure you tell the audience how much you love Big Pharma. So you'll have somebody who will get up there. I'm not kidding. Who will get up there and go, I want to thank, you know, Pfizer. I want to thank Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer and Merck and Pfizer and, you know, get your boosters. Right. Okay. And then because they're sponsored to say so, or they're sponsored to not say anything. So you end up at these events where they gather around and say, you know, America's free because we're brave. And that's why we're brave. And that's why we're free. All right. Woo. You know, but our events, I mean, people drop knowledge bombs all day. It's probably the most uncensored they've ever been in their lives. So we share the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud. We get people back to God. And we do baptisms. I mean, the doors open up at 6 a.m. The first event, it starts at 8 a.m. The doors open up at 6 a.m. And we go nonstop to 8 p.m., 9 p.m. each night. We have praise and worship, baptism events. So first thing you do is you get all these great patriots together. Second is you learn the truth. And the third thing is you, folks, you have no idea how important it is for you to encourage some of these speakers and presenters, because these are people that are in the fight.
Oh, yeah.
And you give them a hug and tell them thank you and I appreciate what you're doing and they can converse with you. It really does re-energize them. You might feel like you're being re-energized, but I'm telling you, Eric Trump and Kash Patel and General Flynn and Mike Lindell, they go down there and they love to greet people, but they tell me all the time. They say, Clay, after your event, I'm recharged. I'm ready to go. Thank you so much for putting that together. So that's what we're really trying to do. We've got to keep the rally alive. We cannot give in to the communist great reset, because if we do, we're not getting our freedom back.
Man, you are so right on that. And the lineup to this event, this one event alone, and you have many, of course, is just fantastic. As you said, you all on one stage at one time. I mean, you know, in one event, that is an accomplishment. And I've tried to organize different conferences that have gone off. And so, I know how difficult that is. So the knowledge that will be imparted by this conference will be, to me, second to none. Folks, go to timetofreeamerica.com. Make sure you support this movement. I believe it's critically important. Clay Clark plays a very, very critical role. I think when historians look back at this time period, he's going to stand out as one of the luminaries. And that's not blowing smoke up his pant leg, okay? It's not. It's just that we have to identify the people who are making a difference, and he's making a difference. You can, too, by supporting timetofreeamerica.com, the Reawaken Tour. And hey, between you and I, let's try to get that $159,000 in a hole. Let's try to help him with that hole. So, Clay, what else? I mean, keep going, brother. We've got about about 5-6 minutes. Go ahead.
I would just say this. You know, America is at a time right now where everybody out there needs to use your time, treasure, and talent to save this nation.
Yes.
We can't sit this one out. You know, and I think a lot of times we think, well, when are the reinforcements coming? when are the Patriots coming? The military's in control. How many times have you heard that?
Oh, yeah.
In control, sit back, wait for it. Well, I happen to know people that are in leadership positions in the military. I'm sure you do too. A lot of your listeners do too. Those people, guess what they had to do? They had to take take those shots.
Yep.
And a lot of these people have compromised immune systems. And I mean, it's just, there's no one's coming to save you. So I would just say my three calls to action today would be, one, go to timetofreeamerica.com and get those tickets for the Reawaken America Tour. We're going to Trump Doral in October. October, and they were going to Tarale, California. And yes, that is a place. It's near Fresno. That'll be in California in December, the month of Christmas. Second is you can watch the documentary for free at timetofreeamerica.com. You can download the documentary. You can see a video, a documentary that shows you, you know, Mike Lindell and Archer Pulowski and General Flynn, and really, you know, why are they so motivated to save this country? And then finally, if you want to know about the people that are in control of the election systems, and you want to know about the kind of people that are leading our election systems, we have a button, timetofreeamerica.com, called Election Fraud, and you can watch the deposition of some of the key leaders there involved in our U.S. elections, and you can watch their depositions and what they're saying, and it is truly mind-boggling that these are the kinds of people leading our elections. But Hagman, I really do appreciate you. I'm sorry I'm up against a hard break here. I'm kind of back-to-back all day today, sir.
All right, brother. Well, I'll tell you what, I am so pleased to have you. Thank you so much. And by the way, the information on timetofreeamerica.com is, please go there, folks, and bookmark that website. But most importantly, get to the event. 37 tickets left. And support that man, support the movement, and be a patriot. Take action. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
Thank you, brother. Have a great day. I really appreciate you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Folks, we're going to be live streaming, if we can pull this off, and I think we can, we're going to be live streaming that event. It's so important. And he mentioned Roseanne Barr. I remember back in the, what was it, late 80s, roughly, when her sitcom came out. It was really popular. Man, I had so much disdain for that whole sitcom. But don't ask me how I know this, but if you speak to her, okay, away from mics, away from everything, and you have a conversation with her. Oh my goodness, the amount of information that she knows. No wonder why they canceled that second reiteration of her popular sitcom. But the fact of the matter is, okay, she has a lot of information inside Hollywood, from inside Hollywood, as well as many of the speakers. Okay, and look, I get this. I said we're not going to ever be the same again. And you can relate when something personal happens to you, a death close to you, your house burns down, perhaps a car accident, illness, whatever it might be. That's a hinge moment in your life where you cannot go back to where you once were. That's where this country is right now, I believe. And I believe that I could flap my gums all day long about what we need to do. I'm not seeing a whole lot of, okay, let's do it. But there will be, and I'm telling you right now, should this climate emergency be invoked and should rationing start with regard to meat, with regard to gas, with regard to energy in any way, shape, or form? And I believe this will be a catalyst. And I want to thank Dr. James out of the Midwest, out of Missouri. He's really a kind of a personal hero of mine for the stuff he does. I want to thank him for alerting me to all of that and allowing me urging me to dig down into finding out what the deal is with respect to this upcoming potential executive order. Again, go to Hagman PI under this episode or Hagman PI, and then you click on the episodes, and then you'll open up the episode on Hagman PI, and you'll see all of the links to what I'm talking about. If this does happen, I do believe that we are in for something extremely and extraordinarily bloody. It's not something that we want. It's not something I want. It's not something that we started. But I'll tell you something. If necessary, we will end it. Because the choice, the alternative, I mean, it's not even a choice. The alternative is that we're done. We're dead. I mean, end of story. They want us dead. And remember, Steve Quayle talks about the Deal Report. Look, they want to cut the population down. They're already doing it. If you, there's not an hour that goes by that I don't hear about some other athlete, some other person dying from the injecticide that was known as the vaccines. I'm telling you, this is absolutely a historical hinge moment and series of hinge moments where we will not be able to go back home again. And if we don't fight, and I mean fight, to our very last breath, and whatever that means to you in terms of fighting, we're not going to make it. You can fight by boycotting, two different things. You can fight by harassing the living heck out of your elected leaders. You can fight in other ways. But no one is going to force a central bank digital currency on anyone in this household and any people I know. No one is going to lock us down, and no one is going to tell us, well, they can tell us, but stop us from living our lives in the manner that God intended. Folks, thank you so much. Have a great day. God bless. And make sure you catch WCN TV, that interview with Hagman PI.